Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Kunja Bihari
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Krishna Natara Jaya Gonitara Nitai Gonitara Nitai Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj. Jayo Prabhupada, Jayo Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Shila Prabhupada. Jayo Mishnapad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gatarya Shtota Shata Shisi Ma Tesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Premsi Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shishi Rara Krishna Gopu Gopinath Rara Kunda Shyama Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Vrindavan Dama Ki Mathura Dama Ki Jagannath Puri Dama Ki Mayapur Dama Ki Ganga Mai ki, Yamuna Mai ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Tulsi Maharani ki, Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki. Oh, glorious to the assembled devotees. Oh, glorious to the assembled devotees. Oh, glorious to the assembled devotees. Oh, glorious, oh, glorious, Shishi Shri Guru in Gauranga, glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Swamine Krishna Kshatraya Prabhupada Pihate Shila Vritta Gudandara Kalagita Vitanama Bhakti Sarana Kodan Swam Padayam Dimahi. I do feel a little bit embarrassed to sit here. I definitely don't feel qualified. But it does help me to uplift my consciousness and my ignorance by studying and hearing about the Holy Name. And I feel that I'm actually the one who greatly benefit, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity to be able to uplift and enlighten myself. And if I can share anything of that with you, it's going to be a great pleasure to me also. I was asked to read something from Chaitanya Charitamrita on the topic of the Holy Name. The verse that I'm going to read is in a prose, and I cannot read it properly, so please forgive me. Naimakam, naimakam yasya vachismarana patagatam shrutra mulam gatam va shudam vashuda varnam yavahita rahitam tarayat eva satyam tacheti hadra vinajanata luba pashanda madye nikshiptasyanna falajanakam shigram evatra vipra. Nama.
Nama,
the Holy Name,
the Holy Name.
Ekam.
Ekam,
once,
once.
Yasya.
Yasya,
whose,
Vachi.
Vachi,
in the mouth,
Smaranapatagatam,
entered the path of remembrance,
Shrotamulam
gatam,
entered the roots of the ears.
Va,
or
Shudham,
pure.
Va,
or
Ashudavarnam,
impurely uttered. Vyavahita rahitam, without offense or without being separated. Taryanti, delivers.
Eva,
certainly.
Satyam,
Satyam,
truly.
Tat,
that
name.
Chet,
if.
Deha,
material body.
Dravina,
material opulence.
Janata,
public support.
Loba,
greed.
Pashanda,
atheism.
Madhye,
toward. Nikshiptam, directed. Syat, maybe. Na, not. Phalajanakam, producing the result. Shigram, quickly. Eva, certainly. Atra, in this matter. Vipra, O Brahmana. Translation: if a devotee once utters the holy name of the Lord, or if it penetrates his mind or enters his ear, which is the channel of oral reception, that holy name will certainly deliver him from material bondage, whether vibrated properly or improperly, with correct or incorrect grammar, or properly joined or vibrated in separate parts. O Brahmana, the potency of the holy name is therefore certainly great. However, if one uses the vibration of the holy name for the benefit of material body, for material wealth and followers, or under the influence of greed or atheism, in other words, if one utters the name with offenses, such chanting will not produce the desired result very soon. Therefore, one should diligently avoid offenses in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Purport. This verse from Padma Purana is included in Hari Bhakti Vilas 11-289 by Sanatana Goswami. Therein Srila Sanatana Goswami gives the following explanation. Vachingatam prasangatvanyamadye pravrittamapi smaranapatam gatam kahanchin manaspritam api shrotamulam gatam kinchin shutam api shudavarnam va ashudavarnam api va yavahita shabdantarena yavat vyadanam vakshyamana narayana shabdasya kinchit ucharananaran taramam prasangat apatitam shabdantaram rahitam sad. This means that if one somehow or other hears, utters, or remembers the holy name, or if it catches his mind while coming near his ears, that holy name, even if vibrated in separate words, will act. An example for such separation is given as follows. Yadva, yat yapi, halam riktam, it udya uktau, hukara rika rayor vritta hariti namast eva tata raja mahishi it atra rama nam mapi evam anyat api uyam tatapita tannamma madye yavadyakam aksharantam asit etadrisha vyavadhana rahitam it artha Yadva, vyavahitam chatat rahitam chapiva, tatra vyavahitam namnam kanchit ucharana nantaram, katanchit apatitam shabdataram, samadhya paschan namavashi shtakara grahanamit evam rupam madhye shabda tarenantarita it artha, rahitam paschat ava Shishtakshara grahana varjitam kinachit amshina hinam it artam tatrapi tarayat eva. Suppose. I'm sorry. Hopefully not everyone fell asleep. I don't know why Prabhupada included it, so I don't dare to skip it. Suppose one is using the two words halam riktam. Now the syllable ha in the word halam has the syllable ri in riktam are separately pronounced, but nevertheless the holy name will act because one somehow or other utters the word hari. Similarly, in the word raja mahishi, the syllables ra and ma appears in two separate words, like ra and ma. Raja and Mahishi. But because they somehow or other appear together, the holy name Rama will act, provided there are no offenses. Sab Sarvebhya papebhyo paradebhya cha samsaradap udarati eveti satyameva kintu namasiva nasya muktyam yad phalam tat tanna sadhya sampadyate tata. Deha baranad artamapi nema namasiva namukyam phalamashu nasidyatit aha tat ched iti. The holy name has so much spiritual potency that it can deliver one from all sinful reactions and material entanglement. But utterance of the holy name will not be very soon fruitful if one does, if done to facilitate sinning. Tanama chet yadi dahadi madye nikshipitam deha baranat artam eva vyastam tadapi fala janakam nabhavatikim apitu bhavat eva kintu atra iha loke shigram nabhavati kintu vilambenaiva bhavatit arta. The holy name is so powerful that it must act, but when one utters the holy name with offenses, its actions will be delayed. Not immediate, although it, in favorable circumstances, the holy name of the Lord acts very quickly. So this is maybe just one verse. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 3, text 60. It was actually Lord Chaitanya who approached Haridas Thakur, and he was concerned because he said, look, all these Yamanas, they're killing the cows. It's Kali Yuga, there's no Vedic culture is diminishing. So how can these Yamanas will be delivered? He asked, Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur started to explain the power of the holy name, that even Yavanas, when uttering not even the whole holy name like Rama, Hari, but like separate, like Hari Riktam, it's just the first syllable of Haram. Let me go backward. Halam, yes, Halam Riktam. It's just the first two syllables, ha, and from the next verse, ri, riktam. Just these two sounds, although there is separation of other syllables in between, will actually give them liberation from the sins. So in one sense, we can say that maybe Muslims are even more fortunate than we, right? Because actually, if they don't know the Vaishnavas, if they don't have Vaishnavas around, and they don't commit sinful activities. And in general, if we look at the list of all these offenses, none of them believe in Brahma and Shiva, and like most of the offenses that we consider in the ninth, in the ten offenses, is they will not do it for the purpose of, how you call it, personal gain, or there's no personal motive, because they just utter it even unconsciously. So there's no motive behind the uttering of the Yamanas names. So actually, believe it or not, even Muslims are very, very fortunate in this age of Kali. And if they don't commit offenses to Vaishnavas, because that's the first and the most powerful offense that actually happens. So maybe in Slovenian people, they have this margarine, Rama, Rama. They have margarine Rama. Yes, and we have holy names like Rada, In Slovenian, a feminine expression of saying that a female loves, it's called Rada. Female verb of loving, it's called Rada. And this is just some Haridas Thakur, when seeing Lord Chaitanya's anxieties for the deliverance of the souls in Kali Yuga, he felt the need to actually relieve Lord Chaitanya's anxiety. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport before mentions, I would like to read this shortly because it's really inspiring.
Is it working?
Yes. Okay. Haridastaka replied, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence. The words of Haridastaka are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him by saying, 'My Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service.' Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord. One who tries to relieve the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blaspheme such devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply waiting punishment for his envy." So here Prabhupada also says that Lord exclaims Harama, Harama, but although Yavanas do not know the transcendental meaning of Harama, Harama, they say those words in course of their ordinary life. For the Yavanas, the words Harama means abominable, but whereas devotees exclaim the words Harama in ecstatic love. Nevertheless, because the words Harama are spiritual summum bonum, the fact is the same, whether they are uttered by Yavanas or by great devotees, just as fire in the same boat for a child and for an elderly man. In other words, the holy name of Lord, Harama, always acts, even when the holy name is chanted without reference to the Supreme Lord. Yavanas utter the holy name in a different attitude than devotees, but the holy name, Harama, is powerful spiritually that it acts anywhere, whether one knows it or not. This is explained as follows. Namacharya, Haridastaka, the authority on the chanting of the holy name, said, "Chanting of the Lord's name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of Namabhas. Even when holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed." Even Mlecha, who is being killed by the tusk of boar and who cries in distress again and again, "Harama, Harama," attains liberation. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with veneration and faith? The reference to an instance in which a meat eater being killed by boar uttered by word Harama, Rama, Harama, again and again at the time of his death, since this is quotation from Nrsimha Purana, this indicates that in the Puranic age, there must have also been Mlechas and Yavanas, meat eaters, and the words Harama, meaning condemned, were also uttered in those days. Thus Haridastaka gives evidence that even a meat eater who condemns something by uttering the words Harama gets the benefit of chanting the holy name that the devotee chants to mean, "Oh my Lord Rama." So this is just some indication of the amazing powers of the Nam, holy name, Nama, Nija Sarva Shaktis, that Lord's names are full of potencies, and they don't lose their transcendental power, even if uttered by sinners, or like Yavanas, and meat eaters. And we can see this. Otherwise, when the holy name, when Prabhupada brought the holy name in the West, it acted under the most sinful, like hippies. There were no almost principles that they didn't break, but they just heard it in enjoying mood, I guess so. I can't judge, but it must have been or just trying it out. There was no intention. There was no even recognition of the Lord, but it acted. The holy name has its act. Of course, it does. It cleanses. It delivers. And But to deliver what is the biggest gift in this Kali Yuga, the love of God. Because they say that in this Kali Yuga, the Lord Chaitanya came to give Krishna prem, which in other yugas, as much as I understand, Lord Chaitanya comes every fourth yuga. Radha Krishna. So it's not that in every Kali Yuga we get this, we get the process of chanting of the holy name, but we do not get this access to get Krishna Prem. This is only, I will not quote because I didn't really prepare, but it's not every Yuga we get this Krishna Prem in Kali Yuga. So this Kali Yuga is extremely special because not only one is delivered from material bondage, even if one chants like is a sinner, like a Muslim, or like unconsciously, but we get an opportunity to develop pure love for Krishna and get access to Goloka Vrindavan by chanting the holy name offenselessly. And yeah, I would just like to read some verses because I do find them very purifying, the verses of Krishna Das Kaviraj Thakur. This is 362. O reservoir of all good qualities, just worship Sri Krishna, the purifier of all purifiers, the most exalted of personalities, worshipped by choice poetry. Worship him with faithful, unflinching mind, without duplicity and in a higher, highly elevated manner. Thus worship the Lord, whose name is like the sun. For just like a slight appearance of the sun dissipates the darkness of night, so a slight appearance of the holy name of Krishna can drive away all the darkness of ignorance that arises in the heart due to greatly sinful activities performed in previous lives. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's actually beautiful, and I'm sure that most of us have this experience. Yes, that sometimes there may be difficult times, the mind may be disturbed, the circumstances are difficult, maybe we feel like we are drowning and it's like, oh, you know. But if we just be exposed a little bit to the kirtan, you know, which can actually kind of, japa is difficult. In japa, the mind, when mind is too wild, japa kind of, at least for me, doesn't do much because mind is so strong. But if I enter a kirtan where there's so many devotees chanting and they're chanting, kind of a, it's like just blows away all the negative emotions, the disturbances, the whatever is there that the mind troubles us is blown away by the power of the kirtan. And then, yes, again, the heart feels light. Yes, there's some happiness, the peace. We feel relieved. Oh, thank you, Krishna. So this is the medicine. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Enechi oshadi maya nashi barolagi Se harinama mantra lao tumi mahangi. This is the medicine. The medicine that Lord Chaitanya brought. And yeah, in this Kali age, we know that, you know, the body, even physically, yeah, when we get a little elder, we have to always take some medicines. So yeah, you know, but we also take this medicine for our mind, for our soul, for our ego, even the ego, when ego is hurt. If we pour in a little bit kirtan and the holy name, even that gets healed. Even this heals. Even everything gets healed by the Harinam. So we are very, very lucky to have this gift. And yes, we can be greatly grateful to Lord Chaitanya, to Srila Prabhupada, to all the devotees who have actually been endeavoring in spreading this holy name of the Lord throughout the world. And yes, you know, the trees, the grass, the living and non-living entities benefit from that. So we want to hear from that also, because today we are going to go on Harinam. So let's see what, if we just try When we are in Harinam to utter the holy name, not only we benefit ourselves and we uplift, purify our mind and heart and soul, but every human being, every animal, every tree, every stone. So let's hear that. Even a slight light, Namabase Haitahaya Samsirakshaya, even a slight faint from the holy name of the Lord can eradicate all the reactions of sinful life. Mriyamano Harir Nama Grinan Putro Pacharitam Ajamilo Pyagata Dama Kimuta Shradayam Grinam. While dying, Ajamil chanted the holy name of Lord, intending to call him, to call his son Narayan. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? Namabase Muktihaya Sarvashastredeki Shri Bhagavate Tata Ajamila Shakshi. Because of even the faintest rays of the effulgence of the Lord's holy name, one can attain liberation. We can see this in all revered scriptures. The evidence appears in the story of Ajamil in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shunya Prabhura Sukha Badaya Antare Punarapi Bangikare Puchaya Tanhare. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Haridas Thakur, the happiness within his heart increased. But as a matter of course, he still inquired further. Pritivite Bahu Jiva Stavara Jangama Iha Sabaraki Prakare Haiba Mochana. On this earth there are many living entities, the Lord said, some moving and some not moving. What will happen to the trees, plants, insects and other living entities? How will they be delivered from material bondage? We can see the immense mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Like how even the... What will happen to trees, to plants, to insects and other living entities? Moving and some not moving. So Lord Chaitanya is concerned of everyone. And... Yeah, sometimes, you know, I've seen like yesterday, Mataji, Mitravinda, she was playing with a cat, and we've seen Sabina, she's taking care of the duck. You know, yes, you know, even chanting the holy name to the animals, they also benefit. They hear, they have ears, they can hear, they benefit. Even insects, anyone. When we sometimes go for japa, yeah, we meet the cows and then we chant to them, Hare Krishna, because there's no one to preach to, yes? So we say, okay, Krishna, you know, maybe these people don't want to hear, but at least let us, you know? So we raise the hands and we call to them, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. And you will not below. The cows are very fortunate. They come running. And their ears are like this up. And they chant. And then they start sometimes, moo, moo. They want to also join Lord. This is a soul. The soul inside hears. They want. They want the mercy. They want. They're crying. We met the goats. We also went there, right? The goats were also, they came and they did meh, meh, meh. Yes, they want to hear. They want, the soul wakens. When they hear the holy name, the soul will be reminded, yes, yes, I am eternal servant of Krishna. I don't want to sit in this body. I also want to be liberated. It's enough. Haridasa kahe prabhu se kripa tumara Stavara jangama agev kariyacha nistara. Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, the deliverance of all moving and non-moving living entities take place only by your mercy. You have already granted this mercy and delivered them. Tumiye kiyacha eucha sankirtana stavara jangamera sei hayata shravana. You have loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, and everyone, moving or non-moving, has benefited by hearing it. So, It's interesting. Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, he chanted the Maha Mantra. The echo of this Maha Mantra is still in the air. We are very lucky. We are very, very lucky. And I remember also another instance. The dust of Lord Chaitanya is still there in Mayapur. Once I came after some months and I stayed in a house of Abhinandan Prabhu. And because it was not used for many months, there was lots of dust. And I was cleaning the dust and I was getting angry, like, so much dust, so much dust, so much cleaning. I came to Mayapur just like, you know, now just cleaning the dust. And there was a very simple maid from Swarup Ganj that she came to help. And I was cleaning other things. She would just wipe the floor and she said, Mahaprabhurer Duli, Mahaprabhurer Duli. We are ready. It is the dust of Lord Chaitanya. Like, what are you lamenting here? You should be happy and lucky. You're getting the dust of Lord Chaitanya. So yes, we are very lucky. The dust of Lord Chaitanya is still present in Navadvip and other places he visited in Bharatabhumi. So, and his echo, yes, is still echoing. Maybe we may not chant the holy name purely, but we hope that the echo of Lord Chaitanya's holy name is still around. Shunya jangamera haya samsara akshaya stavare se shabda lage pratidvani haya. My Lord, the moving entities who have heard your loud sankirtan have already been delivered from bondage to material world. And after the non-moving living entities like trees hear it, there is an echo. Pratidvani nahesei karaya kirtana tomara kripara heya akatya katana. Actually, however, it is not an echo. It is the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. All these, although inconceivable, it is possible by your mercy. Shakala jagatehaya ucha shankirtana shunya prema veshe nache stavara janga jangama. When loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is performed all over the world by those who follow in your footsteps, all living entities, moving and non-moving, dance in ecstatic devotional love. So, one condition is here, yes? That when we chant, when we go on Harinam, and we chant the holy name loudly, all over the world, we follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, we try to follow his teachings, which he condensed in his Shikshashtaka. Yeah, he gave many instructions, and of course he said that the ornament that Vaishnava should wear is we should string this verse. Trinadapi suniche na tarori vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. To be more humble than the blade of brass, more tolerant than the tree. Yes? Being able to give respect to everyone and not expect respect from anyone. In this way, one is able to chant the holy name constantly. And I can say, this is the challenge. Last time someone asked me, how to be humble? How to be humble? Yes, we try to be humble, and then sometimes we manage to be humble, because, yes, when we are still conditioned under the three modes, it's not always possible that we are always humble. Sometimes we are not humble. Sometimes we are not tolerant. And maybe sometimes we are not respectful. And sometimes we expect some respect. Okay, but at least maybe sometimes we are humble. Maybe sometimes we are tolerant. Maybe sometimes we are a little respectful. And maybe sometimes we don't expect any respect. So, yeah, there is hope. Yeah, we can make some progress. And, yes, maybe by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the Holy Name and the Vaishnavas, we can develop these necessary qualifications to chant the Holy Name of Lord purely. And like Lord Chaitanya says, actually Holy Name can deliver its potency very quickly. Very quickly. So, yeah, you know, we just keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. And hopefully one day, one time at least, we chant the Holy Name purely, with attention, without offense, with love. Yeah, we are very grateful to Devaki Mataji to kind of give us the danda, the stick, like, yes, be attentive, be open your heart, you know, don't chant inattentively, first of all, be attentive, open your heart, and don't expect loba, puja, pratishta, don't expect something. Try to chant the Holy Name purely, with love, with affection, with humility, and call out to Krishna in love. Prema dako Chaitanya nitai. Call in love, Lord Chaitanya. He is the embodiment of love. And he is very, very merciful. And as I was thinking about this, yes, how unqualified I am and how offensive I am, and I just the word that kind of and I would feel really like bad, you know, how I get angry or rebellious or upset and impudent, and I was just thinking, I remember this verse, Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jiham sayat yat avasat asagri lebe yatir atat tunma kamba yalabi kamba tarabi sharanam rajema. Oh, who is more merciful than the Lord who even bestowed the position of the nurse to the witch Putana, who came with the intention to give the Lord the breast smeared with the poison. He was so merciful that he did not take her intention of wanting to kill him. He only took the intention that she is giving him the breast. So I was thinking, yeah, this is my saving grace. Whatever impurities I may have in my heart, I hope that Lord Chaitanya sees only the other part. That somehow I'm trying to call his name. Somehow I'm trying to be the part of his mission. Somehow I'm trying to do a little bit, sometimes. That he sees only that, you know, the good things that I'm doing for devotees, not my, you know, offenses that I'm doing with the devotees. I'm just hoping, oh, please, Lord Chaitanya, you know, don't see all the, you know, my envy, anger, greed, intolerance. You know, please don't see this. You know, forgive me this, because, you know, I'm most fallen. Don't expect from me, you know, to be, you know, great Vaishnava of Lord Chaitanya's place. You know, please forgive this. See the good in me. So the same way as we try to appeal to Lord Chaitanya, that please see the good in me only, forget my faults and mistakes, we can try to cultivate this also for other Vaishnavas and other living entities. Please, you know, let me only see the good in other devotees. You know, please, you know, let me close my eyes, not see, you know, this other garbage, dosh of Kali Yuga, you know. Yes, please let me not see, you know. Put the balm of love over my eyes, so I don't see, and I can tolerate, and I can be forgiving, and I can be respectful, and not expecting any respect. Yeah, this is what I can pray only, and this is my only hope. I would say this verse is my hope. Otherwise, yes, we could say there's no hope. Oh, where's the hope for me? I can lose my hope, but Bhagavatam is a hope. This is my personal realization that Krishna gives so many shelters. He gives shelters of Vaishnavas. He gives the shelter of the holy name. And I had some experiences of Krishna giving me shelter through Bhagavatam. Sometimes I would be so desperate. I was in some Padayatra, Europe. And I felt, oh, it was so difficult, you know. And I would get like a heavy chastisement, which I felt was unjust, from the Padayatra leader. All his frustration he had because of whatever he was going through his life, I felt it was coming on me. And I was like, oh, Krishna, please, you know, help me. It's very difficult for me to bear this. So I went, I said, and there was no devotee to take shelter of, because there were very young devotees. I couldn't go to them and cry. No one. And sometimes, actually, this is Krishna's mercy. You know, sometimes we don't have anyone to cry on their shoulders. So then there's no other way. It's only Krishna. So I would go to Bhagavatam. I opened the page and Krishna would speak. Oh, my dear gentle lady, please don't cry. I will wipe away your tears by beheading the head of the Brahmana. And I was like, oh, I felt so, I couldn't believe. I said, Krishna, wow, no one could ever speak so beautiful to me. No devotee could personally speak these words. Oh, my dear gentle lady, please don't cry. I will wipe away your tears. I was like, wow. And you know who was speaking this? Arjuna spoke this to Draupadi. But when I opened the book, I only saw that. And I understood. No, no, I think, I don't know. But he was a very nice leader. I'm very grateful to him. It's just he had some, you know, difficult. He actually came to apologize to me. He came and he said later, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, that I behaved like that. You know, three modes of material nature. It's not easy. And I had great respect for that. I gratefully respected that, his humility. Because, yes, I know we are all conditioned. You know, we commit offenses and will commit offenses, but we have one thing. We can go and apologize. We can, yeah, say sorry. I'm sorry. And I guess we'll have to do this many times. So, yeah, that was very beautiful. So Lord Chaitanya is there. Krishna is there. He is here. He is in his name. He is in book. He is in the hearts of devotees. So he wants us. He wants us to come back to him more than even we want to go back to him. And yes, we should feel encouraged that no matter what difficulties we have in trying to chant the holy name purely, we should not feel discouraged. We should not give it up. We should continue. And yeah, just hope against the hope. Hope against the hope. That's our hope. And Lord Chaitanya is Patita Pavana. He is even concerned about Muslims. Yes. And, you know, Christians and, you know, anyone. He wants, he arranges the way that the holy name has its power, even in saying haram, huh? Halam? Halam.
Halam.
Huh? Haram. 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 So he makes the languages in this way that the people will utter the holy name somehow or another. Somehow or another. Wanting, willingly, unwillingly, jokingly, whatever. Even like, yeah, making fun of others, yeah, putting others down, or like, yeah. Okay, I guess we can finish this. Maybe someone has something more to share? Huh? Someone else? Yes?
first of all, thank you for your final words in the morning in the Bodhisattva Chaitanya. In regards to the Margarine Rama unit, I really remember this as a child because in Germany it's also there. I think it's actually a German margarine. And I distinctly remember that as a child I was thinking, what a nice name, what an unusual name, Rama. Margarine Rama. I really remember this. It did something in my heart somehow, you know. And then later when I met the devotees in Australia, the margarine. So it does have an effect. And also just another little addition, that it's interesting to see that actually when we join Krishna consciousness, we come on the level of Nama Vas, actually. Yes. Because in a very innocent and, you know, respectful way, we try this chanting. But then we have two options, to either stay in Nama Vas and go gradually up, or to go down to Nama Bharat. And most of us take the second path, you know, and we go down to Nama Bharat. But actually, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we come in Nama Vas. You know, so and that's why I'm thinking we need this training and education right in the beginning, so we don't take this dive down to Nama Bharat and then, you know, work our way out of this again. Yeah, that's one thing we didn't mention, but maybe this morning I will mention it for everybody. And then just another little comment about the whole story with Arjuna, you know, because there was that verse. Very often we understand things a little shallow, that we, as it was also said in the verse, you know, Arjuna just chanted Narayan calling for his son and he got liberation. But now, hang on, let's remember there's a whole story in between. You know, how the Vishnu Duda, Yama Dudas come, they have a whole discussion there, Arjuna listened to it. Actually, he had a bit of a holy name retreat there almost. You know? He got the Sambandha Gyan. And then he was all lamenting, you know, I committed such offense. So then he goes to which ashram, Vanvigashram or something, and there he engages in pure devotional service, and only then he goes back to Godhead, you know. So sometimes we just cut things a little short, and we say, just see, that's the power of the holy name. He just chanted Narayan calling to his son, and he went back to Godhead. You know, but yeah, it wasn't quite like that, you know. But of course, you know, we are given hope. You know, these verses are often there just to inspire us, just to give us hope if we just take it up. Like Prabhupada says, you know, it's so simple, just chant it, be happy. Take prasad, dance, so simple, what's the problem? So he tricks us, as I was saying at the beginning, you know, and then after a while when we take it up, we realize, not so easy after all, you know. So in the same way, these verses are this encouragement there for us, and almost tricksing us a little bit. Come on, just chant. Anybody can chant. You know, but then there is still a whole story there in between to actually really make it out of this material world. You know? So that was just really comments. Okay. Anybody else wants to comment something?
That's from the honesty.
Come on, touch key.